important stuff.
Hello, everyone. This is Eden with Stellar and HG for your 11 AM Zedlines. In local news, a man faces rejection in full view of Triffid crowd, consoled by Scooby-Doo. At the Bootleg Rascals' recent concert on January 10th, at Brisbane's beloved Triffid, a soon-to-be broken-hearted fan decided to rush the stage of his favourite band, with his girlfriend. Only one intention in his mind, the ultimate public declaration of love. Or was it lust? In an attempt to seize the moment and propose to the group's lead singer, the answer? A resounding no. His partner's reaction? A solemn shaking head. As he stammered back, the crowd remained in shock when a person wearing an inflatable Scooby-Doo costume was quick to console the nerve-stricken man. The band's reaction to the bizarre event? First show, off to a great start.
In other local news, David Crisafulli criticises the new bomb website, accusing the agency's flood gauge system and radar coverage for neglecting to provide crucial information during floods. The bomb's radar system failed to alert southeast Queensland residents of incoming severe storms in October, which meant residents were sitting ducks for flooding. Crisafulli blames the radar range that does not cover many areas outside of capital cities, a result of lack of investment in resources for far north Queensland dating back multiple federal governments.
Now, in national news, the town of Geelong, about 300 kilometres northwest of Sydney, has reopened its only GP clinic after 18 months, bringing residents closer to care services. The clinic closed its doors in 2024 due to lack of staff, causing patients to travel at least a day to get to the nearest doctor. Local nurse practitioner Sky Bradford was joined by two doctors in July last year to reopen the clinic, stating we've onboarded about 1,000 new patients in the last 6 months. The GP services have already had an immediate impact on the town, delivering continued care into the local community, with hopes to attract 10 new doctors to the district over the next 3 years.
In other national news, the Greens are pledging to end public school fees and give parents a back-to-school payment of $800 per child in a new $10 billion proposal to the federal government. The plan would see the government spending $2.4 billion to end school fees and another $7.6 billion for the back-to-school payment in a rumoured power share agreement between the Greens and the Labor Party. Liberal Shadow Education Minister Sarah Henderson has said the policy is reckless and that the cost of living crisis is already hitting Australian families hard without the added danger. In international news, four astronauts have left the International Space Station a month early last week, in the first medical evacuation since the station was put into Earth's orbit in 1998. The astronauts, Mike Finicky, Zena Cardman, Kim Ayu, and Oleg Patanov, also known as Crew 11, arrived on the ISS on the 1st of August, expecting to complete a standard 6.5 month stay into February, but their journey has been cut short because of a medical issue involving a crew member. The agency did not provide details about which crew member or the nature of the medical issue, but said they were in stable condition. They're scheduled to touch down on the coast of California early Thursday morning local time.
For your weather today, Brisbane is hot, humid and overcast. It's currently 30 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 14.5, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your 11 AM news. Zedlines will return tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.